Hear me, the Bible's dark and is gleaming. To cheer the wanderer alone and tempest-tossed. No storm can hide that peaceful radiance beaming. Since Jesus came to seek and save the lost.
When you hear someone talk about a steady diet, what comes to mind? I think that one's first response would be toward a consistent diet of healthy food, of the right kind and right amount, to continually provide the best nourishment possible for a person's overall health. What about a spiritual steady diet? Consider this story. Years ago, a reader to the British Weekly wrote this provocative letter to the editor. Dear Sir, it seems ministers feel their sermons are very important and spend a great deal of time preparing them. I've been attending a church service quite regularly for the past 30 years, and I have probably heard 3,000 of them. To my consternation, I discovered that I cannot remember a single sermon. I wonder if a minister's time might be more profitably spent on something else. For weeks, a real storm of editorial responses ensued. The uproar finally was ended by this letter. Dear Sir, I have been married for 30 years. During that time, I have eaten 32,850 meals, mostly of my wife's cooking. Suddenly, I have discovered that I cannot remember the menu of a single meal, and yet I receive nourishment from every single one of them. I have the distinct impression that without them, I would have starved to death long ago. This story illustrates a very powerful lesson for us all. That is, God's appeal for us to have a steady diet of His Word is so important to our overall growth and strength as a child of God. It is through that continual personal study, Bible classes, and worship that we learn, grow, being taught, reminded, and reassured of the truth of God. In the book of Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 through 14, the writer says, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." There is certainly much to learn from these verses. But consider the phrase, "those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." The idea of the reason of use is, the word use is defined as a habit, by implication of practice. And the context points to the word, and those who are compared to milk and solid food, and how God's desire is for us to grow, that we will be able to consume that solid food. Also, the phrase senses exercised. The word senses is defined as properly an organ of perception, figuratively judgment. And the context again points to those who eat solid food and their ability to recognize and to understand. And also the word discern, again defined by Strong's as judicial estimation, discerning. And so the context again is to those who eat that solid food. And that solid food ensures us that we would be able to see the good or the right in something, and also be able to recognize the evil or the wrong in something. So let us make sure that we have a steady diet. A steady diet that will guide us to, that will ground us in, that will ensure us that we stand firm upon the truth of God. Just something to think about.
Hear me, the Bible's dark and is gleaming. To cheer the wanderer alone and tempest-tossed. No storm can hide that peaceful radiance beaming. Since Jesus came to seek and save the lost.